Hachette Audio presents The Wake Up, closing the gap between good intentions and real change. Written and read by me, Michelle Mijung Kim. To Grandpa, we did it. I love you and I miss you. An invitation. A few years ago, I attended a training on convergent facilitation offered by Bay Area Nonviolent Communication. Despite my excitement, I was late. I could blame the ever-so-cautious Lyft driver, but really, I can only blame my social anxiety that desperately wanted to avoid casual networking before the session started. When I arrived, I found myself staring at a packed, quiet, an attentive room filled with 50 or so eager learners inside a church-turned lecture hall with fantastic acoustics. Why is it that when you want to be invisible, your presence becomes the loudest? All of a sudden, I was a scattered, clumsy hulk, destroying everything on my way to the last empty chair in the middle of the room, hitting people's faces with my oversized bag, dropping my phone, making way too much noise, and hoping nobody could see me. Sorry. Oh, oops, gosh, are you okay? I'm so sorry. I tried to act nonchalant, but my face was already burning with red-hot shame from the stares of the annoyed on-timers. Just when I thought I was in the clear with my butt in the chair, the facilitator, as any excellent facilitator would, decided to name the awkwardness we were all trying to bypass. What should we do with the latecomers? She asked the group. I smiled unnaturally while cursing myself in the head. Glare! Someone shouted out. Others chuckled, and I sank deeper into my chair. The facilitator smiled gently and asked, softly but with weight, "What does that achieve?" The room fell silent and the energy shifted. Make them feel bad for being late? The person answered tentatively. Right. What else can we do? Other hands went up. Different, more compassionate answers started flowing in. Pull them aside and catch them up on where we are. Share notes with them during the break. I let out a silent sigh of relief and pulled out my notepad. The class had begun. In 2017, I co-founded a diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, education.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?